Willie LaRue is a Springbok legend. He is a two-time Rugby World Cup winner and has helped South Africa win the Rugby Championship twice, Freedom Cup and Mandela Plate. He has been a warrior for his country and is currently sitting on 98 test caps. But he is also 35 and cannot go on forever. In this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I pay tribute to this South African giant, look at his best attributes, talk about why he divides opinion among the fans, and try to predict what lies ahead for Willie. So Willie was born in Stellenbosch on the 18th of August 1989. That tells you he should have played for the Stormers, but after starring for Boerland, he moved to Griquas, and then the Cheetahs is where he really made a name for himself. It led to a Springbok Test debut in 2013, and the rest is history. He burst onto the scene, I think it's fair to say, when he debuted in international rugby. We were all thrilled by his pace, creativity, passing, and running ability. It really looked like we had a gem. But for me, his best attribute is his vision. He has that rarest of abilities to see what is going to happen next on the rugby field. This is something that Naas Botha possessed, an ability to read the game. Put another way, Willie is able to anticipate what is going to happen two passes or two moves or even two phases into the future. This gives him the uncanny skill of appearing in the right place at the right time, and more often than not, it results in a positive contribution like a line break, significant territorial gain, or a try. No wonder he has the most assists in the history of Springbok rugby. Willie LaRue is our assists king. The TV cameras don't always pick this up, but Willie has been seen showing instructions or shouting instructions at his backline teammates. What is he doing here? He is organizing the attack. It's like having a coach on the field as part of the playing personnel. Now, as much as I love Damian Willemse and Apelele Fassi, they don't do that in the way that Willie does. Their strengths lie elsewhere, and both men are ahead of Willie in the pecking order right now in any event. Now, I might get crucified for this, but I would rate Willie right up there with Andre Joubert if we're talking purely about his attacking prowess. Defensively is where Willie divides opinion the most. I think it's fair to say it's not his strongest attribute. Generally speaking, he is good enough in the same way that Fassi is good enough. Willemse is just a different beast at the back, of course. Now, Willie has been heavily criticized and even ridiculed for his defensive skills. And I will tell you the truth here. I have been one of those who have found fault with what he does in defense. No player is perfect, of course. And I think it's fair to say 98 tests in, that what he gives us on attack more than makes up for what he might not give us in defense. Perhaps you feel differently. Now, as mentioned, he cannot go on forever. He is 35, and the way I see it, third in the Springbok fullback pecking order right now. If everyone is fit, Damian Willemse is number one, Apelele Fassi is now number two, Willie LaRue is third. And given he is on 98 tests, I think Dr. Russie Erasmus is going to give Willie a go in the Italy tests in July and or against Georgia. That will get him to his century. And then after that, there are a few things that could happen. One, it's a case of thank you very much for your service to your country, but we're going to go forward with Damian and Apelele now, or even Jordan Hendrickse. Two, Willie himself reads the tea leaves, so to speak, and says thank you for the memories, but it's now time to hang up my boots. Three, Willie decides he wants to do everything he can to keep playing with the 2027 Rugby World Cup in mind and goes for it. There's no guarantee that Doc continues to select him, though. Now, this is what I think will be the best scenario. Number two, Willie retires either by choice or after a frank discussion with Dr. Rassie. But Vili is then brought on board and joins the coaching staff with a specific role to mentor Damien Apelele primarily, and the rest of the backline as more of a secondary task. I don't believe you can teach vision, which I believe, as mentioned earlier, is Vili's best attribute. I think it's one of those things that you're born with. You either have it or you don't. But I do think you can work on your ability to anticipate things. Put another way, it's like the Canadian accent for me. I know this is going to come across as very left field, but stay with me. I could never tell the difference between a Canadian and an American accent. Maybe you are in the same boat. That was until someone explained it to me, what the difference was. And once I had it explained to me, well, ever since then, I cannot unhear it. In the same way, I believe there are certain things our backline players maybe don't know to look out for, but Vili can teach them that. But what do you think? Let me know what your opinion is when it comes to Vili Leroux. Do you agree with what I've had to say here? Do you think that the negatives actually override the positives? Or maybe you think, like I do, that the positives that Vili brings to the field are just so much, let's say, fantastic, that it kind of compensates for the negatives. I'd love to know what you think about what I've had to say here about Vili. Maybe you think that 2025 is going to very much be a case of Vili Leroux's last dance. Let me know in the comment section down below. Now, guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would like to encourage you to sign up as a patron. You can head on over to my Patreon page. You'll see the link is in the description area below. And the reason I want you to come on board is because I want to do this full time, and I would love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you with content from Down Under on a daily basis. It currently starts from as little as $5 per month. That is not East Caribbean dollars, but US. I think that's about 85, 90 Rand these days. I know the Rand is not what it once was, but I would very, very much appreciate your support. And I look forward to speaking to you next time.